You are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name, and we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel, smash the like button, and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Good to be with you. How are you doing tonight? I'm doing okay.
I'm blessed. How are things where you are?
Well, praise the Lord. We're not in lockdown, so we can move around freely. We're just in lockout mode at a lot of places, but there's still options. So, praise
the Lord.
Not everything has set up that QR code. And there's some that have, and they're not enforcing it. So, I did have to say goodbye to the malls. Can't go to the mall anymore. Most beaches are locked down, although there are some ways to still get there if you know where to go. No flights unless you're vaxxed. And went to a bank, couldn't get in the other day. What else? Some big supermarkets were locked out. But, you know, it's coming to a lot of places. It's actually happening in France, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Many parts of the world have went into this lockout mode. They're just trying to put pressure on us, you know, to submit and bow to the beast. But I'm not doing it.
Me either.
The only vax I'm taking is the blood of Jesus and communion.
Amen.
Well,
we're fasting. We're on a fast, and we're standing in faith. We had a prayer meeting on the website this morning, and we're sending back all that warfare that we're getting.
Yes.
We're returning it to sender. And we're believing God to take it, like he always does, bring his true people through.
Amen.
Those that stand true to the Lord, they see marvelous things, marvelous miracles, because he does them for his people. So those that have decided not to compromise, you know, some people act like they don't remember that their bodies don't belong to them to begin with. They actually belong to Jesus Christ. They're his personal property.
That's right.
And if you go around just doing whatever you want to do to somebody's personal property, not only is it trespassing, but it's vandalism. And you can't do it in the natural. What makes you think you can do it spiritually?
You know, that's great what you just said. That could go on people's waiver applications. They say, well, why are you objecting? Because this body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and those who defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, God says he shall destroy. So,
that's right.
You don't have permission to put your injection in me. You got to go ask Jesus, and he's going to tell you no.
Mm-hmm. Or else take you out.
Well, I tell you, I want to give you a bit of good news. I want to thank those that were praying, and of course, we're praying for all of you who are going through similar situations on the job. But, you know, we were not unaffected. My son, who's will be 23 in December, my oldest boy,
Heston, joined the Navy a few years ago, and he's on his last year of service. He'll finish in about 6 months. I wasn't sure, though, if he was going to finish it out in jail, because the military were told to take this shot, right?
But that's right.
Or get the waiver, and I was reading that there weren't going to be many waivers being given out. So I told my son Heston about a month back, I said, son, whatever you do not take this. I don't care if they threaten you with jail, but you need to get on down to the chaplain and apply for a waiver. And I gave him a couple things he could consider on his statement. Well, I hadn't heard from him in a few weeks. I heard from him last night, though. And I said, son, tell me the news. What's going on with that shot? He said, well, Dad, I got a waiver approved. Me and my roommate. Right. I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, we had to apply. And I said, well, what was the process? And he said, it was a lot of questioning. He said, we had to meet not only with the chaplain, but we were questioned by many in the chain of command. So I'm going to guess that's about three people or more probably drilled him on what's your reason you don't want to take it. And one of the things he used was he said, we do not want to inject ourselves with vaccines that were created using aborted children. Mm-hmm. And that's true. All three of them, mm-hmm. I understand, were developed through testing on aborted babies. So he said it was rough, a lot of questions. But he said, I had a good supervisor who I work well with, and he was understanding, and he helped me, and they got the waiver. So praise the Lord. I said, well, son, you got, what, 6 months left? Hang in there, and you're going to be out soon. And so, folks, my heart goes out to everyone who's in this situation, whether it be on a job or in the military or, you know, even if you're working for Starbucks, I think they want you to take it. Any corporation with 100 employees or more. Can you imagine? You're working for McDonald's.
Hey.
You don't even get paid much, and they want you to take that back.
People are walking out on these jobs left and right. They're just not going to be harassed.
That's right.
And they're starting to want better jobs. So that means a lot of the hotel, restaurants, and tourism industries, they don't have anybody.
Hey, I heard Southwest Airlines had to cancel 1,000 flights. Pilots boycotting. Good for them.
That's right. Good for them.
We got to say no.
You know?
Or it's not going to change.
You just can't lay down and roll over for everything. If Jesus had done that, we'd all be in hell already.
That's right. Preach it. But I praise the Lord, and I'm praying for those out there who are in the same crossroads. And we pray one for the other. And someone wrote me tonight. They said, you know what? As McGrady said, we keep the faith will keep you. But as we stay faithful to the Lord, that's what she said, the Lord will stay faithful to us. So praise the Lord, folks. We're live with Dr. Sabrina Sessions of Miracle Internet Church. Dr. Sabrina, would you like to open us up in prayer?
I would love to. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of fear. We bind heart attacks and phobias and fear of death and untrusting. We bind anxiety and stress and faintheartedness and fear of death and fear of man and torment and horror and nightmares and terrors. And men in fear. We bind that spirit because you gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. We forbid that spirit to continue to attack from all over the world. Intimidation, harassment of every kind. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We bind despair and rejection and hopelessness. We bind insomnia. We bind heaviness and self-pity in the name of Jesus, and we forbid those spirits to continue to attack people all over the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. And we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. And we return all the witchcraft attacks. We bind the sources of every witchcraft attack. And we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all those devils that are electronic, technology, digital demons, artificial technology demons, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology demons. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid you to interfere with this broadcast or any other Christian broadcast in Jesus' name. We send your wickedness back on your own heads and on the heads of those who released you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you care for your people. We thank you, Father. We bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind every demon responsible for the culture of corruption in the world, worldwide. We bind demons coming to defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, divide, confound, assassinate, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Father, we lift this broadcast up to you. We lift Omega Man and his family and those that are in his community. We lift up every community that is listening tonight and will listen. And we take authority over the strong men in each territory. In the name of Jesus, we bind them, we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We say, you have no power and authority over us because Jesus has given us power and authority over you. So we thank you, Father. We ask you to clear the air with the blood of Jesus, and we're ready to preach the word in Jesus' name. Amen.
I say amen. You have all the time you like. We're live with Dr. Sabrina Sessions.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm so glad to be with you again. It's been a little while, but we're happy to be back with you. Miracle Internet Church is a worldwide internet Christian ministry. Yes, we are Christian. That's what we are. We exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible, and we want to thank the Lord for that. We also want to thank him that we are in well over 100 countries all over the world. And we want to thank him for our local congregation. God has been good to us. So, we are on the internet every Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, you'll find several things across the banner. Included there, you'll find a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And we receive prayer requests with the following proviso: that the prayer request is addressed to the Heavenly Father. It's not a request that says, y'all pray for me now, my foot hurts. No. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I hurt my foot. I know that by the stripes of Jesus I have been healed, and I thank you for healing me because the Bible says such and such and whatever scriptures you want to use, and you leave it there and thank the Lord and say amen. And what we will do is we will come into agreement with the answer and solution for your situation according to the Godhead and the scriptures that you're standing on concerning whatever it is that you prayed about, and the Lord will move. And that's the way it works. Very simple, very to the point, but it's not what most people think a prayer meeting is. It's you talking to God and us coming into agreement with God's answer for you and with the scriptures that you're standing on in Jesus' name concerning your prayer request. And praise the Lord. We'd like for you to keep it to five lines if you could, because we have a lot of them. So we encourage you to join us there. We also encourage you to join us on Sunday mornings at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States or wherever you are around the world. We begin our services by participating in Holy Communion, and we invite you to join us if you bring your elements. Amen. And we will go into the service, and the Lord will bless. He will speak. He will heal. He will move. He will deliver. And we want to thank the Lord for everything He does. We're a miracle ministry. We're a teaching ministry. We're a healing ministry and a deliverance ministry in Jesus' name. So, if you decide you want to join us, why, by all means, please do. Amen. So, tonight, the Lord wants to talk to us briefly about an expected end. An expected end, yes. In Jeremiah, that's in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Lord says the following to us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Lord has good plan for His people. Amen. And He tells us that He knows what He's thinking. You can't tell Him what's on His mind. He already knows. And this is what it is. He thinks thoughts of peace toward us. He wants to give us a hope and an expected end. Because He's the God of all flesh, you see. So, saints, God desires for His people to add to the betterment and welfare of their society by praying and working for God's will to be done. That's important. The Lord desires for His people to add to the betterment and welfare of their society, wherever they are, by praying and by working for God's will to be done. Now, most people do some of the working and not enough of the praying. But you see, the Lord is calling us. He's calling us to seek His face. He's calling us to turn from our wicked ways. He's calling us to believe Him for a change. You know, a lot of times we go to church and whatever the preacher says, we say amen. And then he says it again and we say amen. But you see, God wants us to actually believe what He says. Believe it. Believe it. Not just say amen. That's lovely. That's wonderful. But believe it in your heart. Believe it so that no matter what happens, you won't turn from it. That's belief. That's really believing. We have known for many years of the plans of the globalist elite. And if you've been listening to Omega Man, and if you listen to the late Dr. Pat Holliday and many other persons, you know that this is what's been going on. Now, if you don't know, you can get caught up. It's not too late. But most people know. We have been expecting them to move in a manipulative and pressuring surge to take over every aspect of society. And that's exactly what their agenda is. They want to completely dominate every single life. Even here in the United States, there is a plan and a bill in Congress for the banks, your credit union, your banking institution, to have to report to the government every single transaction you make if you have at least $600 in your account. Now, isn't that heinous? Yes, it is. And the banks are saying this is a tremendous invasion of privacy, and it requires more work than they can keep up with. So you see, we have something to stand for, and we have many things to battle and war against in Jesus' name. So now, it's here. It's right in our faces. But you say, what are we to do? Well, let's first keep in mind that the heavens do rule. The Bible says so. That the heavens rule. Well, what does that mean? That means that he who sits on the sides of the north is in control. Not man on earth. You see, our God judges on the earth. Amen? Our God judges what goes on the earth. He judges the heathen. He's the righteous judge. If we will accept that and believe it, we can appeal to him. Many of these things, all of these things that have been done that are wicked and evil. You see? And sin, as it is, must run its course. I remember I was very young in my Christianity, and I kept asking God all these questions. You know, young Christians have lots and lots of questions. And I remember one day the Lord told me that sin had to run its course. And I went, what? He was quite serious. Sin has to run its course. It's got to go on and do what it was planned to do, but that doesn't hinder God. No, it doesn't. He uses whatever instrument, whatever device, whatever he wants to use to bring his plan to pass, irregardless of what the devil is attempting to do. God is not going to be hindered at all. He is the one who subdues all things unto himself. Remember, we are actually nothing but dust with his breath blown into us. We are no threat to him. None. And those who think they are actually fools, the Bible says. So you see, man must first come to the realization that he's not God. And the globalist elite believe that they're God. But you see, the Lord has already brought down world powers before. He showed us that in Egypt with Pharaoh and his army. That was the world power. And he used a multitude, a mixed multitude of slaves and his people to bring them down. People that basically were helpless, they were just large in number. He brought down an entire world empire. Well, if he's done it once, you know he can do it again. And most likely he will. So, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says that there is to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. So maybe it's their time. You see, they've been planning all this wickedness for many, many years. Maybe it's their time to put their wickedness on display. But you see, the Lord is not surprised by their evil. He's been waiting for them. And believe me, the victory still belongs to Jesus. So, since there's a time and a purpose to everything under heaven, this is the time that those who have not been willing to see and to admit to the truth, to plainly confess that what the saints have warned us about is actually the truth. It's not a conspiracy theory. No, it's not a theory at all. This is what's happening in truth, in reality. This isn't fantasy. This isn't make-believe. This is real life. This is where the rubber hits the road. So, you see, many people are getting the jab out of fear, and other people are getting it out of compromise. Out of compromise. They come to a situation that looks like it might be possible if something could happen, if it coulda, woulda, shoulda, and so they run and get the jab. They don't actually have a legitimate reason. Nobody's actually said, we're going to put you out of here and put you in jail because you don't take it. No, they don't have that. They just have a possibility. But you see, Psalm 91 says that no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Either you're going to believe what God says, or you're just going to run out the door and follow whatever information you find on the internet that may not be the truth, you see. But what are you going to say to Jesus when you see him face to face? You see, I have all these Christians that are telling me that they went to the Lord and they told him blah, blah, blah about why they needed to take the jab. And so I just, by happenstance, just happened to say to the Lord, well, you know, Lord, that sounds kind of funny. Did you tell them that? And he said, that wasn't him. That was a spirit that's going around. That was not him. And I went, wow. Because it just wasn't adding up in my brain. Because the scripture actually says, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. Well, you see, the Holy Spirit can spell. He knows the difference between inject and drink. Amen. He knows the difference between eat and jab. He can spell quite well. And so I said, well, if that means that, then all these people that are injecting themselves with all kinds of things that they shouldn't be, and they've been doing this for a long time, then that would apply to them. And it just wasn't ringing. It wasn't hitting the truth bell. You see, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. If he won't agree to that, it's not truth. It's something wrong in that. All right? So, yes, you've heard it. But sitting in this very chair, he said, that wasn't him. I said, okay, sir, I'm not going to argue that with you. You're God. So, saints, at this time in life, you're going to have to, you know, we always knew it was going to come down to making a choice. You're going to have to decide if you're going to stand for Jesus or not. And regardless to what it costs you, you're going to have to make a decision. Because no matter how many jabs you get, come on, they're telling you simply that natural immunity is better. God was not making a mistake when he designed the human body. He knew what to build into us. He knew we would be coming to this hour and this time and this season. And he knew how to develop us so that we would have natural immunity to things if we allowed it to come forth. All right. So, whether you know it or not, I even stopped taking flu shots decades ago.
Amen.
I let that thing go. When I finally figured out, we ain't doing that no more. Not a day. So, saints need to come forward with the truth. No more excuses, no more hiding behind the lies, no more finger pointing and blaming, none of that. That's not going to solve anything. In Mark 4:22, the Lord says, there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. It's all coming out, saints. We've been praying continually for the Lord to reveal to us every single thing that they're doing, every tactic, every maneuver, every step that they're taking, what they're planning. So we can do spiritual warfare. So we can pray. So we can fight. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Matthew 18:18 isn't in the Bible for nothing. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose. It's there. We've got the power. It's God's word. It works in every dimension, in every sphere, in every, it works. God's word does not fail. There is no failure in him. Neither was anything kept secret. You see, right there, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. They can't keep it hidden. They can't keep it hidden, saints. Keep praying for God to bring it to the forefront. Luke 12, beginning with verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. They might have it covered up now, but the Lord's going to pull the cover off of it. Neither hid that shall not be known. So, they can't keep it secret. Yes, there will always be those who are going to proclaim what they think in their souls instead of what thus saith the Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord has not planned defeat for his church. The Lord has not planned defeat for his church. Yes, it is dark. Yes, it was dark when Jesus went to Gethsemane. But that was not the end of the song. God has hope for his people. After the crucifixion, the disciples were weary and afraid and discouraged, just as some of us have become. They had retreated behind locked doors for safety, and they were in fear of their lives. It was one thing to have faith as long as Jesus was there, and in our case, it was one thing to have faith as long as all those generals of faith were here with us. But now God has taken them home. That's right. Think about it. The disciples were okay as long as Jesus were there with them. Most of us were okay as long as all those big name Christian powerful generals of the faith were still here. But did you notice God took them all home? He took them all home. People that thought they were going to die in Jerusalem didn't. They died in the U.S. Okay? He took them home. And so some saints are feeling all alone. Like, well, what are we going to do now? They're feeling all lost. What's going to happen to us, some think? How are we going to be able to carry on the work of building the kingdom of God? Well, social media outlets are shutting off every voice of reason and truth. And now they are rediscussing how they're going to shut down the internet. What an upheaval. What a mess. You see, vaccine passports, illegal immigration, tormenting of the whistleblowers, death threats, court battles that even spring from classrooms. All of this and more. If you want to know where problems are everywhere. And hiding out in your house is not going to exempt you. Sorry to tell you that. And of course, in their minds, the unvaccinated must be the problem. So, saints, the Lord knows that humans cannot face the enemy in their own strength. In Luke chapter 24, verse 49, the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verse 49, Jesus says, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Well, guess what? The power is here. He's in us. Those of us that received him had the opportunity to receive his spirit in power. That's right. We're not to be weaklings. Not at all. God never designed for his people to be weaklings. Jesus told them that he had a solution. The Holy Spirit. He had a solution to the problem, the Holy Spirit. God did not plan for his disciples to be defeated. Neither does he plan for us to be defeated. He had a plan of victory for them. He has a plan of victory for us. No matter how these challenges twist and turn, saints, the Lord is our plan of victory. The Lord himself is our plan of victory. Saints, we need to begin to anticipate the move of God. That's right. It's dark outside. Problems are everywhere. Turmoil is everywhere. The devil is everywhere. We need to begin to anticipate the move of God. I know you hadn't planned to do that, but guess what? We ought to do that. That's right. There's a move of God that's coming. You see, we need to remember that we must still have a very tremendous revival before the end. This revival has got to take root, got to keep moving, got to keep going. And no, it's not all in the churches. It's out in the street. This revival is in the street. You meet them at the grocery store, the post office, round the corner store, wherever you can go. That's where you're leading them to Christ, right then, right there, on the spot. That's how the revival's moving. That's where it is. It's in the street. Jesus was in the street. We are to be in the street too. At the post office. Coming out the grocery store. At the dry cleaners. Wherever you happen to be. At the hardware store. That's where the revival is. It's out in the street. It's where the people are. That's where it is. So, since we have to have this tremendous move of God in the midst of all this foolishness that's going on, behind the scenes, God is moving deliberately and willfully, and he's planning. God's moving. He's not sitting around here thinking about what Putin or Biden or any of them are doing. He's on his own plan and his own agenda, and he is moving. Now, we need to come to the place that we can perceive it. That's what needs to happen. So start to look forward to it and thank the Father for it. You know, years ago, I started thanking the Lord for all the things I could see that he was doing and all the things that he was doing that I couldn't see. I had to learn that, but it was a good lesson. You see, God's always doing something. He's always on the move. Some things I can see and perceive. Other things, not yet. Saints, don't fear anything. Don't fear anything. We are told repeatedly in the Gospels, fear not, fear not. I'm with you, I'm with you. Fear not, fear not. I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You see, if you have those little fears in your life, you are drawing demons to you like a magnet. That's what happens. You see, you have the fear. It's sin. It brings a curse. The demons come to reinforce the curse. Get rid of the fear. But I can't. Yes, you can. It's called repentance. And it doesn't mean the gloss over of, oh, I'm sorry. No, it means get down to business with the Lord about the fear, why you have the fear, and getting rid of the fear. It's called repentance and forsaking, turning away from the fear. That's right. You see, that's what they spread through the mainstream media. Fear. All you heard about was COVID this, COVID that. No, just shut that off. Shut it off. They aren't telling the truth to begin with. And all they were doing was drumming up fear. And they just kept it going like it was a parade. They never told you how many people overcame COVID and went home and went on to mind their own business and eat turkey for dinner. No, they never told you that. They just want to make up this number for how many deaths. Well, guess what? I've had friends to come to me and tell me that grandma was 94 years old. She had this problem, that problem, this problem, and she was ready to leave. But guess what's on her death certificate? This problem, that problem, the other problem, and at the end, they tacked in COVID. She didn't die from COVID, okay, saints? Let's just face the truth. So, in the face of this revival, we need to get moving. We need to get out there and get to witnessing. We need to get out there and just have conversations with people, mask and all if you must wear one, and just tell them that Jesus loves them, that he's coming back soon, and they can ask him to come live in their hearts and forgive their sins. It's pretty short, direct, straightforward, to the point. You don't need to remember the four principles. You just need to remember the basics of the gospel. You have to repent of your sins. Lord, I've sinned. Forgive me. I need you to forgive me. Come live in my heart. Be my God. Live in my heart. I give you my life. Basics. Romans 10:9-10. We need to get out there opening our mouths to people. They may not receive it, but don't you be hindered. You keep right on doing it. You see, there are going to be a lot of people that don't listen to the message and don't receive it. But we're still reaching for the ones who will. So don't quit trying. Somewhere out there is somebody that'll listen to you. They're ready. And they'll receive the Lord right then and there. Right over there by the green peas, they'll receive the Lord. Right there. Right there. You're down there with the canned vegetables looking for something on a shelf when you see all these bare shelves. They'll talk to you right then and there if you open your mouth. You see, saints, for some sinners to finally surrender to Jesus, things have got to get really, really, really tough. Some people just won't. They're too hardened. They've hardened themselves, and they're deep in sin. They're under mind control. You know, the computer and the cell phone and the towers and the TV and the video games and the virtual reality, they're under mind control. And all the other places where mind control takes over. But you see, the gospel has the power of salvation in it. It's stronger than mind control. That's right. It's stronger than mind control. It's more powerful. It can pierce right through their darkness and bring the light of Jesus. You see, but the Lord has placed his spirit within us. We are not weak, saints. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us and with us. Yes, we will face persecution. You see, we're here on purpose, but so did the early church. Yes, they're going to persecute us. There's just no way around that. They're already doing it. But so did the early church. And you see, at that time, the early church could not see us here now. All they could do was do the commission as it was given to them and keep going on in faith, spreading the gospel everywhere. They couldn't see us here in this time now. But we can look back at what they did. They didn't back down. They didn't quit. They didn't give in. They didn't compromise. They stood firm in the faith. And their lives need to speak to us now, because that's what we need to do. We need to stand firm in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel as it was once delivered to the saints. That's what we need to do. We don't need to falter. We just need to stand firm. So think about that, saints. Do not allow your heart to be troubled. Do not allow fear in. Do not allow yourself to be disturbed, anxious, fearful, or intimidated for any reason at all. For any reason. You know, some of you, when you were children, people would bully you and bother you, and they finally got on your nerves enough to one day you let them have it. Well, that same determination that rose up in you back then should still be in you now. That same determination, I'm not going to let you push me around. I've had enough of you. And no devil, you're not going to tell me what to do. Jesus is my Lord, not you. I have power and authority over you. You ought to let it rise back up in you again, because now's the time. You see, you didn't have that experience back in childhood just to be having an experience. No, it was to teach you something, and you're supposed to have remembered the lesson. So, saints, stand on the word of God and forget not any of his benefits. Don't forget a one. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. That's right. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to empower you every step of the way. That's right. The Holy Spirit, not self-will, not what comes on TV, no. The Holy Spirit leads the sons of God. Well, if you're following God, the Holy Spirit, how are you going to fail? How is that possible? It isn't. It isn't. He's the one responsible for taking us from the earth into the heavens. It's his job. So when he takes the saints out of the earth, I suggest you stay connected to him. Amen? That is, if you plan to leave. So, remember that we have been bought with a price, and that we've been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. We are the ones that God chose to be in the earth when all of this drama is going on. We didn't just happen to be here. No, we're here by divine design. We're the ones. It's us, not somebody else. It's us. So you can't run off looking for somebody else to do it for you. No. It's your turn now. We're supposed to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, then, allow his might in. How about that? Jesus has anointed his church with his power. Don't lose sight of this, saints. It's important. It's important to you. Saints, Jesus faced Satan knowing that he already had been given the victory. Let me say that again. Jesus faced Satan knowing that he already had been given the victory. And so do we. We already have the victory. We need to continue to stand with our divine victor. We are hid in Christ in God. We are not orphans. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. The Father has counted all of the hairs on our heads. He has not forgotten us. So, saints, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on him. He is our answer. He himself is our hope, our rescue, our deliverance, our victory. He has overcome the world already. Amen? And he lives in us. Keep praising him. Keep worshiping him. Keep standing. Keep believing. Keep fasting. Keep expecting the move of God. God has never failed his people, and he cannot fail now. He never leaves us nor forsakes us, saints. They are not gods. Jesus Christ is God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's who's God, Jesus Christ. And he's calling you to stand with him. But you've been listening to voices you shouldn't have been listening to. Feel free to repent of that and allow the Spirit of Truth to bring correction in your life, correction to your beliefs. Stand with the Lord. It matters. It always will. Amen. Amen. Omega Man.
Powerful word tonight.
How you doing?
This is a great word. With Dr. Sabrina Sessions, what you said is true, sister. We've got to make a stand for Jesus. He asked me earlier in the year, heard the Lord speak to my spirit, and said, do you trust me? And I had to pause. I said, Lord, forgive me. I haven't trusted you like I needed to. I've been in fear at times. I'm going to do a better job. And I was reminded of that recently, and I was comforted with the fact that we can put our faith and trust in God. He's not going to trick us. He's not going to leave nor forsake us. He's not going to fail us. He's not a man that he should lie. The question is, are we going to trust in him, or are we going to operate in doubt and unbelief? Have we not learned the lesson of the Israelites who were ready to inherit the promised land, but they believed an evil report that the giants were too great? This time, that the World Economic Forum is too great. And so, in fear, they disobeyed the Lord. They did not go forward and take the promised land. God would have delivered the giants right into their hands. And I haven't heard the Lord say it's time to retreat.
I've never heard him say that.
Absolutely. Is he saying in the Word of God, it's time for a Dunkirk evacuation? For those who don't know history, my understanding of Dunkirk is the British knew that the Germans were soon to hit the beaches where they were at, and they thought there was no hope in sight, so they decided to evacuate. God hadn't called us to evacuate. He's called us to take the land.
And you know, operating on I thought is usually very wrong. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, not by I thought.
Sister, I was convicted of the Holy Spirit even tonight not to go over to a particular news website, where I can tell you for 15 years that I have been there off and on, there has not been one thing to encourage me. It's all been about what the New World Order wants to do to you next. The Lord told me many years ago to turn that off, and I disobeyed him. I turned it off for 6 weeks, and then I turned it back on. I was just anxious to hear some bit of news out there. It got so quiet, and I read the report, and it was so bad. Oh, man, I went off into just a deep, deep end of fear. Like to have destroyed me. And you know, God's even reminding me tonight, turn that stuff off. You know, he even convicted me so much that I made a decision. It's a life-changing decision yesterday. I've unplugged from Hollywood. I'm not watching any more movies ever again. Now, that's a big promise to make. I'm not telling you out there tuning in, you've got to make that promise. But You know what? My son wasn't doing well this week. And I said, dear God, we prayed. We have anointed him with oil. What's going on? And then the Lord reminded me about some movies I watched this past weekend. I rewatched the Matrix series. And you know, every time I watch a movie, and there's not much out there that's good, it's never edifying. And I believe I open up the door for an attack. And the Lord's basically telling me in my spirit that there's no time for compromise. We're in these last days. Either we're going to go all in for Jesus or not. And we open the door many times to Hollywood. There's not one wholesome movie I can really tell you that I've seen that I would recommend. They all have sex scenes in there. This particular Matrix sci-fi movie, they used GD a couple times, and I was convicted but didn't turn it off. I had to repent. I said, God, I'll never do that again. In fact, I went the next step. I said, heal my son. I'm done with Hollywood. And it was more than just healing my son. I feel the Lord's been speaking to me for some time. Make sure you don't have any open doors. And we talk
That's
about
right.
many times, you know, go through your house, do a house cleaning. We need to do that. But sometimes we miss the obvious, the entertainment, what we're feeding on. And I can tell you that God's not happy with some of the movies that I've watched in my lifetime. I've watched enough, I don't need to watch any more ever again. And I had to really make a decision. Am I going all in, or am I going to leave the door open for compromise? If you even leave that door open a crack, the enemy will get in there. It's like over here in Bali, there's mosquitoes outside sometimes. And, you know, creepy crawly things. You leave that door cracked. They don't need much. They'll get in. They will find a way. It's all or nothing, folks, especially as we get in these last days, because the enemy doesn't need much to get in, to bring in his backup, to get a foothold in your life. And then when you need to have faith the most, you just go off the rails. So I had to make a very hard decision. And I thought long and hard about that. And I said, you know what, I don't want to turn back. I'm done. So I made a vow to the Lord. I got to keep it now. I'm not going to watch Top Gun movie. When it comes out, I was waiting for that. They unfortunately had it in the can for about 2 years. I'm done with Hollywood. I don't need to be defiled by that anymore. You know what? The Lord convicted me. I took off Facebook too. I'm done with Facebook. And it wasn't long after I felt that way that I told people about this last night. I checked my email, and there was an email there from Gab, the guy, the Christian man who set up that alternative platform, Gab, Andrew Torba. He said he was out in the yard. He was building things out of wood, built some furniture. He'll take long walks every day. He'll spend time with his kids. You know, he'll meditate on the Word of God. And he says, does a guy like me, who is busy building a system, an alternate system for the believers in times that, you know, can't be easily censored, have time to do all these things? He said, I don't do Hollywood anymore. I don't watch movies. He said, I don't watch TV anymore. He said, I'm not on Facebook. And we had some other people preaching about this yesterday, how they were turning off the TV. And I'm not telling people they have to get rid of the TV. I still have mine. And I'll look at nonfiction things, but I'm done with fantasy. I'm done with Hollywood, because I feel really bad that I watched a movie and they said GD, and there was a sex scene in there. I don't need that stuff, but that's in all the movies. I'd seen that movie before with Keanu Reeves, Matrix. But you know what? Most of the stuff today coming out not only has that, but they have occultic themes. And everybody's trying to be a superhuman, being like a god. Even the new Marky Mark movie coming out. I forget the name of it, but they believe in reincarnation and, you know, godlike qualities. This is all antichrist. We don't need this stuff. Mm-hmm. How are we going to be in the right frame of mind to make good decisions and to have faith instead of fear, if we are feeding on this stuff? Because it goes into your spirit, man, it will defile you. It was defiling me. So I'm a work in progress. I'm not ashamed to say that. But that was something, really, I needed to give up. And I'd went halfway. I'd made a pact with the Lord a long time ago. I wanted to go back to the cinema, and I haven't been in 5 years. But I was still watching movies on YouTube or, you know, buying one on iTunes if I saw something that I wanted to watch. And the question that Andrew Torba asked, he said, you know, you can spend 5 hours a day on TV. You can come home from work and watch Fox News for a few hours. How is that going to help your spirit, man? Or whatever you're spending your time on. Netflix. And again, this really spoke to me. This was a witness to what I was feeling in my spirit. And I said, it's time to go all in, I said to myself. And so something else I had to, you know, get rid of. It was gone. It's gone now. It's gotten real quiet. I'm not going to lie to you. And maybe that would encourage someone out there to really, you know, think hard about where their time is going. We only have 24 hours a day. What are we going to do with it? You know, that time I was using to find myself, I can spend more time on the Word. You know, and there are some good programs you can watch out there. So, yeah, I still have YouTube. But I'm done with the movie part. And I think I'll be better off for it. And I think I'll be better off if I don't go to some of these websites anymore to look at what the latest news is. Because none of it's good. And it's certainly not encouraging me and building me up in faith. And if it's not doing that, but it's bringing in fear, doubt, and unbelief, then that can set me up for a fall. And you too out there tuning in, we don't want a shipwreck. We don't want to have gotten this far and then we just stop and let the enemy just divert us off course because we're afraid of what the enemy is threatening to do. The enemy's always threatened people. What's new? He's doing it now. He's bullying people, threatening them. You know, well, I'll take your job. And, you know, that's a serious thing, but we still cannot bow. I had to tell my uncle that. He said, you know, I'm not ready to retire. He runs a hyperbaric chamber in Atlanta. And he has, you know, a few more years before he wants to retire. And he said he got that notice. Take the vax. Or maybe the waiver. I don't know if he got the waiver or not. I haven't heard an update yet. But I told him, I said, Uncle Mike, even if you have to lose your job, don't take that vax. God can provide another job. And really it comes down to, are we going to have faith or not? You know, faith without works is dead. Are we going to put our actions where our mouth is? Some of us are being forced to do that right now out there around the world. You know, if I never step foot in a mall again or get on a plane again, I'm not taking the vax. I'm not going to do it. Now, I do believe God can make a way. And he can upset their apple cart. But it is what it is. We are in those last days. We're all going to have to make some decisions. Are we going to obey God or obey men? And it's sad, but just about every pastor over on this island has taken the vax, Dr. Sabrina. I warned two of them that I know. I said, don't take it. And either they just don't believe, you know, or, you know, they think it'll work out in the end. I don't know. They're going to have to answer that. They took it. And very sad. Many are compromising. I'm sure many compromised in Daniel's time. They were probably praying with him and stopped when they thought, well, I could go, you know, I could be sentenced to death. He didn't stop praying. Neither did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In fact, I don't even have seen any mention of anybody else who bucked the system. But those three boys did.
Yeah. That's right.
Everybody else bowed. I'm sure there were other good people in that land, but they must have bowed through fear. You know, and that was a very real threat. They would be executed. But you know what? They said, even if God is able to deliver son of your hand, but if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow. And we've got to come to that point. Or we're kidding ourselves, folks. God's looking for people made up of that metal. And my granny used to say this to me many times before she went home to be with Jesus. Son, we must sell out. I know the meaning of that now. We've got to go all in. No compromise. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, it says. And I'm preaching to myself. You know, I'm a work in progress. I've said this many times. And then I fall short. But I'm getting to the point now that enough's enough. You know, and when you're tired of compromise, when you're tired of being bullied, of fear, you will make a decision to put your faith and trust in God. He's able to protect you and I. He's able to do a manna airdrop if he needs to. And someone encouraged me today. and said, remain faithful to the Lord, and he will remain faithful to you. Yes, he will. Jesus says he'll never leave nor forsake us. And I just want to say I really love and appreciate you, Dr. Sabrina. You're a woman warrior of God, a general in the Lord's army, and a great encouragement to me, because you do exactly what you say, and you are the real stuff. And hey, it was an honor to be on with you tonight, and there'll be more of these shows together. That's what we've done. We're locking arms in this end time battle, folks. That's what it's about, coming together, standing up, being the light of the world. If we're not the light of the world, we're not the salt of the earth, and we're not good for anything. I think the Lord is, I think he's very disappointed at times with me and many people out there because of our attitudes and the fact that we don't have the faith that we should have. But we better fix that problem and quick, folks, so we can bear some fruit.
Amen.
Last point I want to make is I think the enemy, if he could, Dr. Sabrina, and he is, sadly with many people, he is diverting them from their calling. He has crippled them with fear. He has threatened them to the point of submission. And you know what? That's sad, because I believe we could appear before the Lord, even make it into heaven, and he'd say, hey, you know, I had this plan for you. This was your destiny, but you didn't quite achieve it. Come on in. You know, I think we can fall short. I don't want to fall short. In fact, we need to not only accomplish what he's given us to, but ask for extra credit assignments. You ever remember that in school? You could get a couple extra points.
Yes, I do.
We had an algebra teacher like that. Math was not always my strong subject, but that particular teacher, you know, she did a good job, kept my interest, and wasn't boring. And she would say, hey, you can earn three extra credit points if you can solve this math problem. And it was optional. You want to do it? Great. And you get those extra credit points. They could help with your ultimate score. I kind of like that. I think we should ask for more than we could ever do. There we are. That's just my micro sermon tonight. But you know what? It's time for no more compromise. It's time to mean business with the Lord. And you know what? He's looking for people that mean business and that he can trust. And he got down to 300 people. And he was able to do the job with Gideon's army against, what, 180,000 men?
Yeah, that was a lot of folk.
That's a lot. And the angel of the Lord went before them. He'll go before us tonight. We can take the land, or we can end up going around the block on the backside of the desert for 40 years. Dr. Sabrina, tell people about Miracle Internet Church. How can they tune in? What nights do you broadcast? What time? And how do they support the ministry?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Omega Man. We are on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening. That means I was on the air tonight. Every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it happens to be in your time zone. And if you are asleep on the other side of the world when we're live, you can always come to our website and go into our archive sermons and recast the entire broadcast and hear the whole thing. We are also on the air on Sundays. The local church and the internet church have church together on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. And we begin our services by having Holy Communion. That's right. Amen. And our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. I've told you about our Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And you may place a prayer request there to the Lord, not to us, to the Lord. You see, God answers prayer. We don't. We come into agreement with what he wants to do in your life. We come into agreement with the scriptures that concern your prayer requests, and the Lord moves. But telling us, I want you to pray for my dog because he broke his foot. Well, guess what? We're not the ones that's going to heal the dog's foot. It's the Lord. So when you put your prayer request in, address it to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the dog broke his foot. Please heal it. Amen. Amen. That's the way we do it here. So we just want to thank the Lord. How can you support us? Well, right across the top of the banner, it says Giving at Miracle Internet Church. And underneath is every possible way for you to give. You can mail it in. You can do PayPal. You can really do almost anything you like. And on our front page is the PayPal sign. All you have to do is click it. It'll take you right to the spot. And we thank you for your generous offering and blessing of God's work. And we ask the Lord for the corresponding blessing to come into your life, for your obedience to Him. Amen. It is a pleasure and an honor to serve the body of Christ. But I tell you, saints, those commercials are just as nasty as the shows. So, you can shut those off too in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's right.
You see, God wants a holy people. He's a holy God. And He wants a holy people, pure, chaste, undefiled. It's time we lived up to what we're called to be in Jesus' name. And He's given us the power to do just that. Praise the Lord.
Dr. Sabrina, in addition to the internet broadcast, are you still meeting at the hotel?
Of course.
What is the location there, and what are the times of services?
There's only one service at the hotel. It's on Sunday. It's at, what time does the service start? Oh, 11:45 a.m. We meet the same time the internet church meets. We all meet together. The local church is sitting in the hotel. The internet church is home in their pajamas. We all do it together. We all take communion together. We all pray together. We just keep on going in Jesus' name. And our address is right on the front of the website. It's 9252 San... I know that's the wrong one. I forgot it. I drive there every Sunday. Lord, that's strange.
Let me pull it up.
I think it's... Here it is. I got it. Okay, Lord. Thank you. It's 8520 Bay Meadows Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32256. If you'd like to visit when we're on the air, contact Brother Bill in the chat room, and he'll give you the specifics in Jesus' name. Amen.
Folks, get over to MiracleInternetChurch.com. You'll find all the links there. You can support the ministry there. Dr. Sabrina, we love and appreciate you. And did we give tonight's show a title yet?
Oh, I probably forgot to tell you. You know, we always do it at the end.
Yes.
An expected end.
I like that. An expected end. Perfect. You want to close us in prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for bringing your people together in your spirit, honoring and reverencing you, Lord. I must admit, Lord, that even recently I decided that evil people could not be in my close personal circle. I have to let some folk go because they're not walking right with you. I have to back away and allow you to convict them. And Father, many of us are not willing to do that. But Lord, I ask you to have mercy on us and strengthen us and help us. You see, because there's no agreement between the Spirit of God and Belial. Belial will pull us away from the things of God. We're not interested in that. We want to be close to you, Lord Jesus. So we want to thank you for loving us, for blessing us tonight, for speaking to us, for convicting us, and for showing us the right way. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Bless your people, Father, in Jesus' name. Strengthen those that are being persecuted, those that are the guns being put to their heads, Lord. Give them the strength and the courage to stand for you, even as their lives are being taken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We love you, Dr. Sabrina. Shouts out to all Miracle Internet Church, and we'll see you again soon.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, again, great ministry. Be a part of it. MiracleInternetChurch.com. They broadcast right there on Blog Talk Radio. As Brother Michael in the chat room said, great chat room there. And you'll be blessed supporting their work. You can do it. They have a PayPal button right there. I know you'll make a difference. And if you're there in Jacksonville, come on out. Be part of the local church. As I was coming back from Costa Rica in 2010, moved back to America to start Omega Man Radio. We started about 3 months later. I went through Jacksonville first. And that's where I had an opportunity to meet the great Dr. Pat Holliday. And they were meeting at a church there. Got to hear her preach. She surprised me. She said, come up and testify. A little bit nervous about that. Got up there and get behind a microphone. I wasn't really used to doing public speaking. And I had a good time there in Jacksonville. Got to meet her. Got connected with Miracle Internet Church. Later got an opportunity to work with her and Sister Sabrina, Dr. Sabrina, for many years here on this program, and we continue that work to this day. Honored to be here every time we can with Dr. Sabrina Sessions. We'll have her back on again very soon. We've got her already booked, and let's see what our next date is. That's going to be next week, praise the Lord, the 20th, Wednesday, 10 p.m. We usually do two Wednesdays a month. Okay. Well, we have three more shows coming up. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go off air for about 45 minutes. Take a break. I'm going to stretch my legs, get something to drink. And then we'll be back in 45 minutes. Start up three more shows, our international programs. Verly Hobson with a special guest tonight. We're also going to have Elvis Newhart. And we'll have David Measures from England. So I hope you can join us. We start tonight with reading God's Word, Speak My Word. We do that every day. Try to now. Gary Stafford, Bill Sneblin, Alan Binker, Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and more. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Brian Melvin on at 6. Speak My Word. We'll have Mike and Gail Patton. Probably some phone calls tomorrow night. Carl Henderson, Dr. Jonathan Hansen, and I'm waiting to confirm Robert Avila. So things are getting back up to speed. Next week is looking great. I've got it all filled up. Maybe two slots I can still put some people in. I'll go as late as we need to. So whatever we can do, we'll do it. Anything else I want to mention? Just want to say thank you for being a part of these programs, making them possible through your love offerings, through your prayers. If you'd like to partner with me, it's much appreciated. Not required. Just do what God tells you to do. And if you want to get any of these shows, help yourself. They're all free. Download them all if you have the space and share them with a friend. We have every show we've ever done up on Blog Talk Radio. We've got about 90% of them on SoundCloud. And then the last couple hundred shows go up on about 40 platforms. You can find all those links from a computer. You would go to my website, OmegaManRadio.com. Scroll to the very bottom, you'll see some very arcane links maybe you never heard of. Any place I can find that will pick up the feed, we submit our links to it. And then we've got some of the more popular ones like Amazon Music, iTunes, Google, etc. We're on many of those Echo devices, etc. Just say, play Omega Man Radio. Okay, I think that's all I need to say to you. God bless you all. And we'll see you back here in about 45 minutes if you'd like to join us. Father God, in Jesus' name, bless all those that came out tonight or will listen in the archives later. Bless them mightily. Go with them. Give them strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bless them financially. Touch the bodies of those that need to be healed tonight. We say to you, be healed in Jesus' name. We cover us all tonight in the blood of Jesus. God, surround us with warrior angels to deliver us.